This is Novel Marketing, Episode 1.
I'm James L. Rubart.
And I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr.
And this is the show for novelists who hate marketing, but still want to become best-selling authors.
And in this show, we're going to start at the basics and talk about what is marketing. So, Jim, what is marketing?
Yeah, it's a great question because you have a lot of authors. They, when you say what's marketing to them, they'll say, well, it's an ad in a magazine, or it's a radio ad, or it's an ad on Facebook and this kind of thing. And so I think it's okay for us to start at the bottom line and give a definition for marketing that people understand. Marketing, in my mind, is really that umbrella that covers public relations, it covers advertising, it covers those two sides. So it really encompasses non-paid exposure for you or your books and paid exposure for you and your books. But
so
I don't think
as much like what you post to Facebook or what you post on your blog as it is putting an advertisement in a magazine or buying an ad online somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And you can tell that Thomas and I have not scripted out this podcast because we're talking over each other and we want to do that. But Thomas, you just brought up exactly my point. And that is, you need to think about marketing in this way. Everything you do is marketing.
It's how you answer the phone.
Yeah, it's how you answer the phone. It's how you write a thank you note. It's what you say. It's what you don't say. It is what you put on Facebook, what you don't put on Facebook. I see writers at these conferences all the time, and I try to get them to understand if you're not under contract or you don't have an agent, you are marketing yourself to agents and editors the way you pick up a fork. I mean, it's everything, and you can do let's see, is it the fork on the far outside or the one at the top of my plate? Salad. I've got to think here. But it is. It's what you do in absolutely every moment that you're in public. And you're in public how? You're in public on your social networks, and you're in public you know, when you're in front of somebody live. So those are the two primary ways you are marketing yourself.
So what would you say, though, to somebody who's like, well, I'm just going to write the best story I possibly can, and this story is going to be so amazing that it will market itself and I don't have to do marketing?
I would say they can do that. There's something they need to do first, though. But I would say that is absolutely a viable path. However, before they take that path, they need to build a time machine and go back about 40 or 50 years. Then it could work.
But they have to write the book on a typewriter.
Yes, that's true. That's true, because you can't take a typewriter back in time with you. I forgot about that.
That's actually why it doesn't work anymore, believe it or not. Because the typewriter, writing a book on a typewriter and doing revisions on a typewriter was so much work and so difficult that so few people finished books that just the act of finishing a book and getting it with a good publisher was all you needed to do. But now with word processors and with ebooks, there's a million books coming out every year. And so if you don't market, you get lost in the noise, even if you have the best book ever.
Yeah, and it's, all joking aside, it's the expectation of publishers and agents these days where you have to understand marketing. You have to have a platform that's going. And even as recently as 10 years ago, if somebody didn't have a platform, it wasn't that big a deal. But nowadays, even novelists have to have that platform to get a publisher or an agent interested.
But isn't that the publisher's job? I mean, that's what they're getting all the money for, right? Is that they're marketing the book?
Publish. Yeah, that's right. They do all of that. And a good publisher will come alongside you. A good publisher will come alongside you and have a marketing plan and put some resources into that. But nowadays, it's not all on the publisher's shoulders. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Thomas, I guarantee you, I can sell my book to you better than anybody else because I'm the one that has the most passion with it. I spent 9 months to a year on this thing. I'm the one that can sell it better than anybody else. And I know a lot of authors are, I don't like marketing. I don't want to do marketing. I don't want to put myself out there in that way. But unfortunately, you just can't avoid it anymore because suddenly authors have become accessible on Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter and blogs and all these places. And so there is an expectation now in the reader's mind of, well, I'm going to be able to connect with this person. Well, when you're connecting back with them, that's not just connecting back with them. Yeah, that is marketing.
And a point that illustrates this really well, a story. We had someone call us up at our office. We build websites for authors. And she said she had just gotten off the phone with a literary agent who said, I love your story, but I Googled you and couldn't find anything. Call me back when I can find you on Google and I'll pitch your story to agents or to publishers. And she was like, how do I get on Google? And she had thought that all she had to do was write the book and the agent was just magically going to get her a publisher and the publisher is magically going to get the book out. And that's just not how it works anymore.
Yeah, it just doesn't. And we'll talk later on. Thomas and I are going to talk about in a future podcast about websites and when you build that website. And we'll give you very specific ways and reasons. But I will just tease you and say, if you're not published yet, you got to think about building that website now.
And getting started with your marketing now. It doesn't have to be a lot of work.
Right.
You do need to get started. It's kind of like investing for retirement. When's the best time to start investing for retirement? Well, about 10 years ago.
Yesterday. Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of like, when's the best time to plant a tree? Well, it's nice if your parents planted the tree for you. Then you could benefit from the fruit of that tree. This episode, though, has been brought to you by the Bestseller Society. If you are wanting to learn how to become a better writer, if you're wanting to learn how to market your books better, the sorts of things that you learn at a writer's conference, the challenge with going to a writer's conference, though, is that it's really expensive. It's $400 or $500 for the conference, several hundred dollars more for airfare than maybe for lodging as well. Whereas the Bestseller Society gives you access to 2 and 3 conferences worth of training for only $37 a month. You can check it out at bestsellersociety.com.
Yeah, and to piggyback on that just for a second, Thomas, this is something where people, they're not locked in for like 2 years on this, are they? I mean, they...
No, it's a monthly deal. There's a cancel subscription button. You can sign up for a month. You can sign up for 12 months, whatever you want to do.
So and I have nothing in this game. I'm not part of Bestseller Society, but I will say that the quality of the materials there is definitely top notch.
Thank you. So we do want to hear from you. You can connect with us at novelmarketing.com. Leave us a comment. Leave us a question. We may feature your question in a future episode. But do remember that marketing is important and it's not something that you can forget about or ignore.
Yep, you are marketing yourself. And we'll go into more detail in the future on how you do this. But remember, you are marketing yourself in every moment.
All right, thanks for listening to the Novel Marketing Podcast, giving you novel ideas on how to sell your book online, offline, and everywhere in between.